later.
Welcome to another episode of the Roundtable Podcast right here on Roundtable Radio. My name is Jules.
And my name is Gideon, and we are sitting here with two of the members of 1990 Future. Mm-hmm. How are you guys doing on this fine Monday evening?
We're doing very well. Thanks for having us. Yeah. My name is Brody.
I'm Kevin.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you guys so much for coming into the station. And first off, let's talk a little bit about how the band actually started. How did you guys meet?
Kevin and I worked together. And then we said, okay, let's play some music together. And first time we got together, we thought we'd jam, but we started writing songs right away. It was like right off the bat. So we're like, okay, let's nice. Keep going with this, right? And we played with some other guys. And, bands have shuffles and that's, sure. You know, people move away, that kind of thing. And
has the lineup changed a lot since the inception of the band?
Just, we played with two guys, great guys, Nick and Darcy before, and they both, one moved out west, one moved to Australia, so, you know, can't blame them for that, right? Yeah. You know, good for them. And we got two guys we're playing with now, Mark Volk, who's a great bass player, and Eric DeLine. And Eric works at Ontario Power Generation, and he's part of the, like, tactical force.
Oh, the OPG.
He's like the SWAT team for the power plant. So he just, his job all day is to walk around with like automatic.
He also protects the band.
Yeah, exactly. So we feel secure. We're fine.
For sure. Yeah. That's exactly. Awesome. Yeah. So it was really just a whirlwind process where you said, hey, let's play some music. Holy shit, we're writing songs.
Yeah, it worked really well. And you know, the relationship is great for that. You know, just throw some ideas in. Oh, that's cool. Let's run with it, right?
For sure.
We just keep working from there. So it's pretty
so,
cool.
So what's the attitude in the jam space? Are you going at it like, let's write some songs, or just like, let's play some music and see what happens? Or
yeah, we do a little bit of both. I think we're getting more into where we're just playing and seeing what comes out of it. And then we typically, an idea will come out. We'll be like, oh, that's awesome. And I'll take it away and like just work it, right? I'll just work it at home. I'll write some lyrics, you know. Oh, we don't have a chorus. So I'll do that. And then we'll come back again and then we work it again, right?
Sure. And, so the process is more in the jam space, and then someone, generally you, Brody, you take it away and work with the idea.
For sure.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's good. I think it works pretty well. And I used to write a lot of stuff just on my own, but I think it's way better to have input and ideas from other people.
Absolutely.
Everybody else has, you know, better, but together you come up with better ideas than typically you can on your own, at least for me, right?
Absolutely. So it's pretty cool. Super useful, nice. Especially if you're paired well with people you find to be creatively stimulating.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And just like nice dudes.
Absolutely.
That's like, cool. That's really the thing. Like, oh, you know, how good are you at this or how good are you at that? I don't even care. Like, oh, we like hanging out, right? Yeah.
I spend 4 hours with you at a time every week in a jam
or
space
longer,
or whatever,
right?
It is? Like,
yeah, when we started, it wasn't like, it just was a bunch of buddies getting together and having fun. They were like, whoa, we've got like 10 songs. Maybe we should play these for people.
Yeah.
Right things at the wrong times. You
what is the musical background like in the band? Do people come from very different spaces, or are you guys pretty much...
No, terrible.
Yeah?
Yeah. We're all, we have no musical background. I mean, when I played trumpet in the seventh grade, right? So, and then I made it to the eighth grade, and then that was it. You know, so we just, we wing this thing and you know, come at it from a kind of pure joy perspective. And
for sure. No, I, well, I actually might have just asked the question a little bit too generally. What I meant was, where do you guys come from influentially? What did you guys grow up listening to? What makes you want to, what sort of music makes you want to write music?
Yeah, okay. I think, I mean, I was at a pretty impressionable age in the kind of early 90s, so I find it's really interesting that, that a lot of that alternative rock and that came out at that point of time was super influential in the stuff that I like and play now, even if I'm not listening to that stuff now, right?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I say, like, I've, for the last 3 days, all I've been listening to is Chance the Rapper. So, you know, I'm not always listening to, you know, alternative stuff, but I would say that's the most, for me, the what has informed my songwriting. I couldn't get away from it if I tried, I think.
Yeah, you sure. Know? Yeah.
It's just there and everything. So I don't know where you are in that.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing, kind of the stuff that sticks is a lot of the stuff that when we were younger, kind of we listened to. And
yeah, the stuff you fell in love with, like you're 14 yeah. years old and you're like, oh my God, this is amazing. Or yeah. like, that singer, he's so good, right?
That stuff that so. You can kind of look back on, and no matter what, it's always going to be that thing mm-hmm. you heard for that whole summer when you were 14 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's, yeah.
It's funny too. Like, I often find myself wondering what it is that makes it stick. Like, maybe it was just teenage hormones or whatever, but you know, everyone has that album from grade 9 that they haven't heard since grade 9. But if they did, they know all the words.
Totally. Sure. But yeah, I'd say alternative rock is like what started the whole thing. And that's, you know, I don't know what you play, but I started out as a drummer. So sure. a lot of the stuff that I write is like from a guitar perspective is rhythmic. Like,
absolutely. I'm a bass player myself. Oh, okay. So I'm very much into the rhythm.
Yeah. So that's those are the kind of parts that I write from a guitar player's perspective. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's funny you mentioned like that it was the 90s that really informed the music you make. And I guess that's sort of where the name came from as well, 1990 Future.
I suppose it works out that way, but I don't think it was. Like, we had this funny band naming process. Like, these guys hated me for it because I would just like... I just like throw out band names all the time, like nonstop.
There was hundreds of names, and like the band would finally be falling in love, and Brody'd be like, "I don't know if it's right," and then we get another 100 names. He'd be like, "Let's just check out this other 100." And then finally, everyone was like, "Brody,
yeah, some wonderfully terrible ones too."
Oh, for sure.
What were some of the runners up?
Oh, I don't know about runners up. There's like bottom of the list ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's hear those.
Men's.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Just men's.
Men's.
Yeah. What else?
Excuse me?
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah, like terrible things. It's just like, but I figure like that's the way I like to work is from a like brainstorming, throw everything against the wall, and
who knows what will stick.
Yeah, for sure.
That's cool.
I set my garden. philosophy to make it easy.
Trying to show the world in terms of the way you're trying to portray yourselves, or if there's a message that you're trying to send, whatever it is.
I don't know about the world. For me personally, I'm just
your friends and family.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm selfish or something. I'm just trying to like write good songs, things that I feel good about, you know, and try and write better songs all the time.
Yeah.
Like, so for me, it's like, the other stuff has come later, like playing live and appreciating that, and recording and appreciating that has all come out of me just wanting to write more songs. And it's like, oh, okay, I got these songs, let's go play them for people. Like, that's, you nice. Know, but it's total love of songwriting for me. And so it's the thing that I'm learning about is if you write a song and it connects with somebody, then that's a, you know, even one person. I just mm-hmm. we play a live show and I'm like, if I can convince one person that we're doing something that's great, I'm happy, right?
Nice. That's cool. And let's talk a little more about the live show, starting with what do you do to get ready for a show?
What do we do to get ready?
Is there a pre-show ritual? Do you, like, eat a bucket of spicy chicken wings or something?
Yeah,
or?
For me, I'm always, before shows, most of the time I feel like puking, but then I just have a big burrito. That's the thing. Like, I'm always searching for burritos.
There's
wherever
been lots
we're playing
of Mexican
show, I'm like,
food.
Where are the burritos? Let's see if we can figure that out.
It's good to have a ritual.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? To be honest, like, our ritual is like, we're just the four of us trying to hang out and just like stay relaxed. And then so that when it comes time to play live, it's just like, okay, now you turn it on and you go, right? It's almost like tempering all your energy and tempering like all your emotions. Everybody's speaking quietly.
Yeah.
So that when you get up on stage, then it's just like it
you
all
can
comes
let it out.
Yeah, like, yeah. I think that's the thing.
You get nervous before, and if you're on your own, you can get kind of lost. So getting the guys together just for like 5 minutes, doing a shot of something like Jameson, and just kind of being like, okay, we're all together. You know, if you're at the bar and you're kind of freaking out, it's usually when we're together that it's kind of more calm down. You're like, okay, we're gonna do this.
You get that team mentality
in
there.
Exactly.
We're in this.
Even on stage, sometimes you'll be playing, and then you'll be like, okay, in between songs, you kind of turn around like, everyone? Okay, good. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point is you want to be in a band, like with the people, you know. You want to be connected with the people, right? And, you know, you're checking in with each other when you're playing, right?
Yeah,
for sure. Especially,
I guess, having a good time. I'm having a great time.
As a bass player, especially, I love it that you can kind of just, you can turn around for a full song and just jam with the drummer.
Yeah.
Or do whatever you want, you know, and really just play with the people that you're playing with and connect with them.
The experience of the stage in the studio for a lot of artists is a very different thing. And for some artists, one is more important than the other. What is the relationship for you between the stage and the studio separately?
I would say, for me, it always, I love recording, and that's you know, if I could do something all day, that's what I would do. I'd just sit around doing that. But it's changing, and I enjoy playing live a lot more than I used to, right? Because there's a lot of anxiety about getting up, but now it's just like, I just want to have, like, go out and have a good time and play a really high-energy show and trying to, like, engage, you know, the one person sitting right in front of the, or standing right in front of you, right? And just play a show just for them, or play, you know, and yeah. And that's the thing I'm really enjoying right now. So I'm a lot more focused and enjoying live shows than, you know, and not thinking about recording right now.
Can you feel the passion of all of these happenings, and all of these changes that are changing you? Can you be more acceptable, make your choices more flexible? Maybe they'll notice and choose you. Are going by so fast, and your ears, they never look back. Your skin is the kindling, your blood is the gasoline, your lungs the vapor, and your heart is on. Your wiring, say how you're carrying on, 'cause you're a jack in the box, you're a cannon ball, and your ears are going by so fast, and your ears, they never. Hollywood, going by Wall Street, dress Paris, sell London, we'll dance on their graves, 'cause your years are going by so fast, and your years, they never look back. So fast, your years, no, they never look back. Da 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 da. Leave all your diaries, 'cause you're going, but your memories stay.
Speaking of the album itself that you guys just released, mm-hmm. What was the recording process like for you guys? How did you do it? I know it sounds like you enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely. It was great. We worked with Oak Recording Studios, which is down on Queen Street, with producer named Damon DeZeggio, and it was a great, really great experience for us just to get in there. And I mean, how do we do it? We were just grinding it out, right? You know,
did you guys do it live off the floor? Was it one track at a time? You guys listening to a click track?
Yeah, what we did was we did the basic tracks. Like, basically we did kind of drums and guitar together at the beginning, and then we layered everything else on after that.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And part of the album effort, I noticed on your website, was a music video for Youth Curse, the lead single.
Yeah.
And it was a tribute to Kevin Bacon.
So we're working on this thing. I have sort of a thing for those 80s kind of type movies. So Footloose is like a great thing. I love John Cusack. I love like Better Off Dead and Say Anything, like those kind of classic 80s movies for me are awesome. So when it was like, oh, what are we going to do for this video? I was like, well, the song kind of has this whole opposing, like there's opposing kind of somebody's conflicted, or there's a
dancing in a warehouse.
Yeah, exactly. I shit you not. I joked about, well, I didn't really joke. I was like, let's do the, you know, me dancing alone in a barn. Yeah. So the thing we thought about was that in that movie, they do this chicken scene, this tractor chicken scene.
Right.
And we're like, well, like, thematically it works really great, so let's get a bunch of friends together and let's go make this video where we do that. So access to you know, large tractors isn't necessarily that easy, so it's gonna be kind of funny, but we were able to you know, it's sort of an ironic take on it, but we were able to procure some golf carts. So it's like slow motion chicken. It's pretty ridiculous. Yeah. But the video, I met with the filmmaker yesterday, my friend Matt Forsyth, and he does a lot of pictures for BlogTO, like live shows. You see his pictures up there all the time. He's great. And he is, you know, kind of showed me a first take, and it looks pretty great. It's hilarious. Nice. And there's some band shots in between, like where we're playing the song, you know, kind of playing it out in a barn, nicely backlit, and it's great. It's really cool.
Nice. And so when can we expect that one to come out?
I'm thinking in a month it should be ready to go. So fantastic. Pretty excited about it. Yeah.
Cool. And there's also a tour in the works we talked about off air.
Yeah. So what we want to do, we haven't booked the shows yet, but we want to do kind of hit most of the local cities. We want to do, you know, KW, London, Hamilton, Ottawa, Kingston, you know, Montreal. We want to do a bunch of those. So we're just working on that, hopefully to have those booked again in the next month.
Yeah. Lots of good music venues in Southern Ontario.
Yeah. And then, we got one coming up at Rancho Relaxo, February 7th, Friday, February 7th. Nice. So that should be a good show. I'm pretty excited about that.
On the shelf, just wear the casting call, left you with nothing, attraction.
So we talked about the tour coming up. What else is on the horizon for the band right now?
So we do have, we played that one of the songs we played was It's Over. That's a new one. We got a bunch of new songs. So as I said, you know, not recording now, but it's hard to get out of the back of your mind. You're like, okay, but when are we recording? Because it's fun and awesome. So, you know, we have probably 7-8 songs that we want to get to and get in the studio with again. So we're just trying to figure out where we're going to go, where we're going to record.
Very cool. And where can people at home find you online?
1990future.com and stuff's on iTunes, so it's easy. Yeah.
I should say I'm giving you bonus points for having a very searchable name. I know bands with names like Eight or the Archives, and
we can say the Archives because they're not a band anymore.
It's like a thing
try
too,
searching
right?
them up, right?
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
Yeah, no, I love their music, but they're impossible to find on the internet.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, so good on you guys for that. And I notice you've got your music on the Bandcamp as well. So
Yeah, for sure. And that's there for people that want different formats.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming on the show and having a chat with us. You guys are fantastic and a fantastic acoustic set as well.
Thanks, man.
Thanks very
much. And I've
much.
Said that word way too many times now. So just for all of those out you who noticed.
Gideon thinks things are fantastic.
It's just something that happens to me.
Thank you so much for listening out there. This has been another episode of the Roundtable Podcast with 1990 Future. We will be back next week with another excellent Toronto band called South of Bloor. They're also doing an acoustic session, so we're going to have lots of fresh, tasty new jams. And as always, if you would like to book an interview, submit a song, or just tell us how much you love us, you can do so at indieroundtable@gmail.com. That's indieroundtable@gmail.com. Stay calm.
Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Strong finish.